This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This next piece is electrical in nature, too. As the Northeast is dealing with the downwind effects of all those Canadian wildfires, Texans are looking forward to hotter-than-average temperatures this summer. And as people start kicking the AC into high gear, demand on that state's electricity grid is expected to break records. This year, for the first time, Texas is going to be relying on wind and solar energy to meet that peak demand, the problem, of course, being that wind and solar are what you might call variable energy sources. So Texas has been adding batteries to its grid at a breakneck pace. From Houston, where they know a thing or two about air conditioning, Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports.
This is the sound of me putting some strain on Texas's electrical grid. To power all the state's ACs during peak demand, coal, natural gas, and nuclear power plants can no longer provide enough energy, says Joshua Rhodes with the University of Texas at Austin. And so,
we are going to be relying on some amount of wind and some amount of solar to be producing electricity during certain times of the summer.
But when the sun goes down, the wind isn't blowing, and people are still cranking up those ACs.
There is a bit of a lull in renewables that batteries are great at filling.
As renewable energy has expanded in Texas, battery storage has grown about tenfold in 2 years, says Austin-based energy consultant Doug Lewin.
We're now up to just about 4,000 megawatts, roughly equal to the entire city of Austin. And to see that kind of increase in that short a time in 2 to 3 years is pretty extraordinary.
But batteries still have a long way to go, says oil and gas consultant David Blackman.
You know, I'm not a Pollyanna about all this stuff.
He says batteries today can't hold a charge when the power's out for more than a few hours, like when the Texas grid failed during a 2021 winter storm.
You need capacity that will provide electricity, as we saw in Winter Storm Uri, for days.
He says that technology exists, but implementing it will take time and money. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.